Thanks a lot, Dave. Yes, we are here. Finally, the road to the championship is completed, and we have our two final teams. The new Stewyak Eagles are coming to take on the T-Jacks from King Cove, and this will be a rematch of the game we saw last night, where King Cove beat New Stewyak, not by a whole lot of points, but they were able to beat them by enough to make it a good victory. So we'll see what happens here tonight. Both these teams are going to come out hungry. New Stewyak, we know for sure, is going to come out really strong. They're a very fast team, and they're going to try to run out King Cove right away. So talking to Coach Morton before the game, he said that they're going to need to play the game they want to play, pace it well, and just, you know, wait for New Stew to make their moves and then just adjust with them. And the tip-up was won by King Cove, and we are underway here. King Cove taking their time right now, deliberately setting up their plays. Both these guys know each other. They've been spending the last 3 or 4 days with each other, hanging out. And so they're all friends now. Okay. We see a 2-3 zone coming in formation right now for New Stew. And King Cove continues to rotate the ball around the top of the perimeter. All right, P.J. Hamilton with it. He drives, puts up a little jump shot from just inside the perimeter. Doesn't go down. Rebound saved by Jamin and into the hands of Dalton, who quickly gets over to P.J. Jamin now for three. Doesn't go down. Oh, there's Devin. Oh, he almost loses it, but Josiah gets the ball, puts up a shot. Doesn't go down. This time the rebound goes to Nolan Christopher for New Stewyak, but he needs help, and he quickly gets it to Joe Kohler. Joe Kohler is by far the main factor for the New Stewyak team. They've got a few other really good players, but Joe Kohler is the one that can light it up from the three-point line. He put down New Haven with 4 3-point shots, or no, St. Paul with 4 3-point shots back-to-back. He can do it like crazy. So we'll see what he's got tonight. He got into foul trouble really early last time these guys played yesterday, and that helped King Cove incalculably. All right, King Cove with it, still scores 0-0. They take it down to Jamin on top of the post. He gets it. Oh, a pass almost goes out of bounds, but Devin's able to hold on to it. He drives the baseline, gets it over to Dalton. Oh, Dalton on the post, puts one off the glass, doesn't go down. PJ tries to tip it up and doesn't go down either, and out of bounds, but last touch by one of the players from New Stew. So throw in for King Cove underneath their own basket. All right, up to the top of the key where Josiah gets it. Oh, he tries to pass it, and as he drives in, they're going to call blocking against New Stew. The throw-in underneath their own basket. He was just starting his drive. All right, pass goes over to Josiah. He tosses it to Jamin. Jamin brings up to the top of the key. Ooh, way downtown. Shot for three. Oh, doesn't go down, but PJ with a big rebound. Almost loses the ball. Holds on. Drives out towards the perimeter and gets it to Josiah on the far left-hand side. Oh, Josiah went out, pump fakes the defender, but is able to get the hand on the ball, knocks it loose, but King Cove with the save, passing it all around, ends up in the hands of Devin, drives the base, puts it into Dalton's hands. He loses it, but Josiah picks it up and puts up a shot for two. First points of the game go to King Cove. Took a minute and a half for these points to get on the board, but nice to see King Cove coming out first. Here's New Stew, shot for three from Darren Hansen. Doesn't go down, and it's going to go out of bounds. And that will be out of bounds on New Stew. Darren Hansen also has been shooting some clutch three-point shots when the team needs them. All these guys can shoot from the perimeter. So King Cove is going to have to watch their defense. But it's hard to defend against a team that can shoot from outside like that. King Cove seems to be doing a pretty good job. Here's Josiah. Drives up the paint. Little post-up jumper. Doesn't go down. Rebound by Joe Kohler. Kohler with the ball. Driving all the way coast to coast. Oh, almost loses it, so he pulls up. Out of bounds. He almost lost the ball. Regained control, but not fully, so the ball goes out of bounds. But it was tipped out by one of the King Cove players. So that'll be a throw-in for New Stew. All right, Nolan Christopher. Oh, the throw-in almost gets intercepted. He threw it into a place where there's two defenders all around the ball. Here's Nolan Christopher, though. He's got it. He drives into the paint. Pump fake. Puts a shot. Ooh, puts it down for two. First points for New Stew come from Nolan Christopher, their number two guy. Aptly given the number two jersey. All right, here comes the boys for King Cove. They're rotating, looking for an opening. Jamin with it. He holds on. Now passes Devin. They're going to call a... They're going to call something. Not sure what it was, but they're going to... The referee blew the whistle. I think it might have been a mistake because it's going to be a throw-in for King Cove. No ball, no possession change. Oh, there's Versailles. He drives in, puts up a jump off the glass. Ooh. Man, the angle looks like it was way too far to the left on the glass, but it goes right into the basket. Great shot by Josiah. All right, here comes Nolan. Nolan Christopher, he passes it over to the bottom post, but gets it right back, puts up a shot, doesn't go down. Devin passes the rebound. All right, full court pressure, but he's able to get to Jamin, and now to Dalton all the way around the horn to a wide open PJ for three.
Oh, 3 points for T.J. Hamilton. Nice little baseline.
On the far left baseline perimeter. Good job. Here comes Kohler. He might try to answer that three. Nope, he drives in. Puts up a shot. Doesn't go down. Rebounded by Jamin. He's driving the sideline. Pulls back, though, and passes over to Dalton. Now back to Jamin. Good job by King Cove. Really coming out strong and not seeing the speed, I think, most. Oh, but the ball's stolen right there by Nusu. Nolan Christopher, goes for a layup. And heavy defensive pressure from Josiah forces his layup not to go in. And Devin Mack ends up the rebound. So almost lost possession there, turning to 2 points. But good defensive play by Josiah. All right, Devin, now over to Jamin on the right-hand side. And Jamin's going to run it up to the top of the key. He gets it over to Josiah, who drives just inside the perimeter. Jump shot doesn't go down, but the rebound to Devin. Oh, and Devin's driving in, loses the ball, but it was knocked away by one of the new two players, so that'll be a throw-in for King Cove underneath their basket. Jamin Newman. All right, he gets it to Josiah. He puts a jump shot. Oh, drains it. Great job. And Josiah's on with his shot. Oh, and the throwaway pass. Inbound. Devin Mack stayed back and put some pressure on him. But Nusu is able to regain control. Here comes Nolan Christopher with it. He's looking for Kohler. Kohler gets it. Nice little pick. Goes in. Lays it up. Doesn't go down. Oh, but PJ swats it away. And it goes to the very far side of the gymnasium. Nusu gets it. Never even passed. Oh, and the pass from Nolan Christopher to Kohler gets kicked out of bounds by Josiah. Man, King Cove is playing great tonight. This is them at some of their best. Without any doubt. They're firing on all cylinders. Oh, number 23, Blunka, drove in for Nusu, put up a layup, doesn't go down, and the ball goes out of bounds, but two or three players were fighting for it, and it was last touched by Jamin Newman, so this will be a throw-in right near the baseline for Nusu. All right, ball goes in. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, the score 9 for King Cove, 2 for Nusu. Oh, Nolan Christopher sees a lane. Beats the defense and drives right in for a layup. 4 now for Nusu, 9 for King Cove. Just under 2 to go in the first quarter. All right, here's Devin Mack. He stops up, looks for the play to set up, gets it over to Jamin. All right, Jamin Newman with the ball. He gets it over to the left-hand side and gets it right back. Now back to Josiah. Not a lot of ball pressure being put on by Nusu, allowing King Cove to take their time. Okay, Josiah drives in, puts up a jump. Oh, it's good! Man, Josiah is dropping him tonight. All right, here comes Joe Kohler. He's been working hard on the transition. Oh, foul on PJ. Yep. And as Joe Kohler went up for a shot, PJ was right on top of him. Caused Kohler to fall down, so that will be a chance for 2 from the free throw line for Joe Kohler. Oh, and he misses it. So the score now 11 for King Cove, 4 for Nusu with 1:19 to go in the first quarter. And Joe gets the first one down. All right. And some full court pressure being put against Jamin, but he's able to get it to King Cove's side of the ball and hands it over to Devin Mack. Devin with the ball. He gets a good screen from Dalton. Bounces over to Josiah. Back at near the half-court line. Josiah over to Jamin. Under a minute to go in the first quarter. Then King Cove's going to try to burn down some clock. Jamin and PJ, who gets over to Josiah, all the way over to Devin. Oh, Devin spins it behind the back to Jamin. To PJ. Now we're seeing some good pressure. Oh, PJ posts up. Put the shot. Doesn't go down. Rebound by Nusu. 23, Blandon Blunka got that board. 33 to go. All right, here's number 21. Back to Nolan Crisper. Nolan drives in, puts it up, and in. Makes it 7 now for Nusu. 11 for King's Cove. All right, Jamin with it. He gets a good screen by PJ. Oh, but here comes Nolan, who was screened. He comes from behind, tries to steal from Jamin. All right, now ball's in Josiah's hand. He's got 10 seconds to go. Drives in, three-point shot. Oh, doesn't go down. 5 seconds to go. Fight for the rebound. Bram Blunka's got it. He doesn't have time to get rid of it. Joe Kaur puts it up. Not in time, though. That's not going to count. And it didn't go in. All right, end of the first quarter here. We've got the score 11 for King Cove, 7 for New Studiac. And as we assess what happened in the first quarter, honest opinion is that King Cove right now is firing on all cylinders. They're looking great. New Studiac, everyone was thinking they were going to come out and play a really quick game. So far, they haven't done that. They've been playing much more evenly paced. And Joe Kohler, number one for New Stu, a heavy three-point shooter, deadly from the perimeter, but also yesterday was able to really score probably at least 10, 12 points on fast break layups against King Cove. And so we haven't seen any of those tonight. He really works the transition hard, too, but we've seen King Cove get back on defense quick. That was one thing that New Stu did that really has burned a lot of the team so far, is when the defense is trying to transition from offense, Joe Kohler just gets the ball and runs it down at a lightning pace. So not the speed that we were all expecting from New Stu. We'll see if that changes as we go into the second quarter. The throw-in will be in favor of the Eagles. So here we go. Nolan Crisper with it. He's taking the ball over to the right-hand side. He's got Josiah all over him. Like, oh, and he forces a turnover. Josiah's playing tight defense. Devin Mack, easy layup. All right, good defense by Josiah. Forces a turnover. Devin Mack takes advantage of it with the breakaway and puts it in. 13 now for King Cove. All right, Nolan Crisper with the ball. He pulls up on his dribble. Gets to Joe Kohler. Kohler works his way past the D, but his layup does not go down. And King Cove with the rebound. Josiah Mack gets it from Dalton. And Josiah, now we're Devin. Cross court to Jamin. Jamin back to Josiah. Now back to Jamin. Steve Hayman Hamilton with it. He pulls his dribble up looking for some help. He gets it over to Josiah, who runs in past the perimeter but pulls back to Jamin. Just under 7 to go here in the second quarter. All right. Jamin Newman now over to PJ. Just rotating the ball, trying to burn down the clock and get the shot they want. Jamin down to the post where Josiah is. Puts it up. Oh, my gosh. Great spin arounds by Josiah with his arm. And, oh, it goes out of bounds and off the hands of Nusu. Man, Josiah with really quick hand movement, able to spin it all the way around and look like two circles just to get past the defense with his hands while in the air. All right, Jamin for three. Good! Nice shot by Jamin Newman. He brings the King Cove score now to 16. New Studiac with 7. And King Cove is just controlling this game. Great job by these boys. All right, here's Nolan Crisper. He finds Joe Kohler for a quick three. Oh, just off the front of the rim. Kohler follows up for his own rebound. Gets it over to number 21, Darren Hansen, who puts up a jump shot from the baseline. Doesn't go down, but New Stu all over these rebounds. It ends up back in the hands of Kohler, who gets it to Crisper for a wide open three. That one does not go down. This time, Devin Mack gets the rebound. Good job, Devin, with that board. Oh. And some heavy defensive pressure off that rebound. They were going to really work the boys hard. So Coach Morin calls a timeout while King Cove has possession. All right, and as we go into that timeout, just under 6 to go in the first half. 16 King Cove, 7 for New Stu. And we're seeing King Cove really playing a good game. If they can win this one, this tournament is over. And they will walk away with a regional title. Both these teams are going to state. Right now what they're fighting for is going to be who gets the number one seed from the region. If King Cove wins the championship, they get the number one seed. If Noosu wins, they get the number one seed. And that will make a difference in the state bracket. So both these teams want to win. They can feel a relief and a pressure that they are both going to state, but it would be nice to walk in with the number one seed, as that will help them get past the first round a little bit easier. All right, Devin Mack's guy, he drives past the printer, but he's being guarded like crazy by Joe Kohler, and Joe Kohler forces the ball out of bounds. Last touch by Devin, so new stew with the ball. All right, Nolan Christopher setting up to play. Calls for movement. I don't think he's getting what he wants, though. So he drives down the makes him force open the lane. Oh, and Josiah's going to foul Joe Kohler, who flew up with a jump shot. And that was a good play execution by Noosu, as Nolan Christopher called for the offensive move. He created a lane that he drove in, dished it out to Kohler. Kohler misses his first free throw. He's now 1-for-3. And now he'll go up for another one. He misses that one. Oh, almost gets his own rebound. Devin gets it. Oh, Devin's pass gets tipped up and intercepted. It goes into Noosu. And here's number 4 with a rebound. He got the ball past him. Oh, and he goes for the ball. He gets fouled. He fouls, I should say. That's Anthony Christopher, number 4, fouls Josiah as he was trying to get back the rebound. Good defensive play by Noosu there, forcing that turnover. But fortunately, King Cove was able to play tight D on their way back. And, oh, PJ for 3. Oh, nothing but net. Oh, beautiful shot by PJ. Man, lightning fast on that one. He just pulled the trigger right when he got the ball. He had a defender right in front of him, too. 19 now for King Cove. All right, Noosu with it. Nolan drives into the lane, puts up a shot, doesn't go down. PJ soaring for that board. Has two defenders around, so he gets over to Devin. Oh. And Dalton's going to have a foul. There's a foul away from the play. As Dalton Utek, I think, ran into one of the players for Noosu. We've got substitutions coming in here. Taco St. Jor comes in. Jamin comes in. That's going to give these boys a chance to rest. All right, throw in for Noosu. Number 10 comes in for Noosu as well. That's Isaiah Glumlupik. Oh, Joe Kohler breaks the basket. Gets a pass. Ooh, puts it up. Nice offensive play by Joe Kohler, really working his way around three defenders. And the ball now and back in the hands of King Cove. Over Josiah. Josiah now over Jamin. Jamin back to Josiah. All right. Josiah to Jamin. All the way across court to PJ. PJ works his way in. He's being guarded by 23, Brian Booncutt. He gets the ball. Jamin drains it from the three-point perimeter. 22 now for King Cove. 9 for Noosu-Yak. 3:45 to go in the first half. So a really good game, but Noosu could definitely run away with it quickly. They've been able to definitely go on runs. Oh, nice little layup. Man, working his way through traffic. Joe Kohler with a great layup for Noosu-Yak. All right, here comes Jamin Newman. Runs it up. He gets it over to Josiah. Back to Jamin. Down to Dalton. Over to Josiah. Quick passing on a triangle. Okay. Back over to Jamin. Jamin to Taco. Taco back to Jamin. Now Josiah drives the baseline. Nice floating layup, and it's good for 2. Man, King Cove just playing some of the best ball I've seen them play ever, and definitely some of the best ball since Talkeetna. These guys are doing great. Oh, pass to Joe Cole from Christopher Nolan. Gets a good pick, drives in past the printer, but jump shot doesn't go in. Rebound by Brand Luka. And man, okay, he gets over to Isaiah Glumlupik. And the shot goes up. Dalton with a rebound, but he's fought for by number 32. And the ball is saved by Dalton. He's able to get it over to Jamin. Pass over to Josiah. He's breaking towards the basket. Up off the glass for 2. Great job. Oh, but here's Joe Cole with a fast transition. He drives in, gets a great defensive play by TJ, though, as TJ was able to put himself between the two and posted up really well. And that caused Josiah Joe Kohler not to be able to get that easy turnover or the easy basket. Ooh. And the pass to Dalton gets knocked away and out of bounds. So, all right, Devin Max going back in. Taco's going to go sit down. And I see Mitchell Diskin in there as well. So Dalton's going to come sit down. Yep. All right, Josiah gets it. He pulls up for jumper. And it does not go down. All right, and it's out of bounds. Oh, I think Devin accidentally knocked Joe Kohler a little hard. And we're going to see a Joe's doubling over a little bit. I think he got knocked below the belt a little bit. I think he wants a sub. Yeah. Devin ran right over that and, check to make sure he's okay. That was definitely an accident. But he's, Joe's going to go sit down. He has a good chance for King Cove to even lengthen their lead. Josiah drives. Oh, but he's got two defenders who practically fall on him. Still gets a shot off, though. It doesn't go down. Man, way to hold up underneath that tight pressure. All right, Nolan Crisford gets the rebound. He drives it. Oh, nice. To the left side, Nolan Crisford. Hard. Not a lot of players in this tournament can play on their left side. Nolan Crisford did a great job doing that. All right, here's King Cove. He's got the ball on the far left-hand side. Oh, yep, and he when he was trying to cross over, it bounced into number 23, Brandon Blunka, and bounced back off of PJ and went out of bounds. All right, Josiah's going to sit down, and Connor Samuelson will come in for him with 90 seconds to go in the first half. The score again, 26, King Cove, 13 for New Stew. Nolan Crisford's got the ball. Oh, he crosses past Jamin. Man, takes it to the right side this time. Man, Nolan really doing a good job for New Stew. All right, here comes Jamin. He gets it over to Devin. Devin takes it towards the baseline. Ooh, drives around a couple defenders. Tries to pass it. Oh, and they tried to pass it in, and it hit one of the news two players, but they're saying it hit Devin on the way back out. So out of bounds on the baseline, and the ball goes over to news two. All right, Nolan Crisford pulls up for a three this time. Doesn't go down. PJ, man, what a rebound by PJ Hamilton. That guy just dominates the boards. And it's amazing because he's not always the tallest guy out there, but something about the way he just plays, he really can control the rebounding. All right, ball goes over to Jamin now. Jamin takes it to the left. He's got Devin. Rotates over to Devin now to PJ. PJ pulls up really fast. Gets a pick by Connor. PJ now over to Jamin. Good lane made by some picks for Jamin, but he's got Brandon Blunka all over him. 16:15 left to go here. 15 seconds that is. Now it's 12. Over to Devin Mack. Devin Mack drives towards the baseline and again loses the ball. And that's probably about the fourth time in the game that Devin Mack has driven towards the baseline and lost the ball. Having a little bit of a hard time with it tonight, but still doing a good job. Oh, and this time, Isaiah Glumlupic. Isaiah Glumlupic was driving towards the basket. Gets picked out from underneath him, off the hands of one of King Cove. Here's Nolan Crisford, jump shot, fadeaway, doesn't go down, but Nicholas gets the rebound and puts up one last quick shot, and that one doesn't go down either. And we are done with the very first half here in King Cove on the championship game. The T-Jacks, very much in control here in the first half. The score is 26 for King Cove, 15 for New Stewiak, and the T-Jacks have played the game they wanted to play, just controlling the pace of the game. All their shots are just going down. They're really working things out well, not rushed at all. They've been able to keep the speed down that New Stew has really in check. So great job by the T-Jacks tonight. Hopefully they can keep this up into the second half and go walk away with the title here tonight. But good job, guys, so far. Dave, I'm going to send it back to you. I'll give you a call back in about 9 minutes to begin the second half. We are underway here in King Cove, back in the second half, and Devin Mack puts up a shot just now, doesn't go down, but PJ rebounds it, works his way down the post, put a shot, doesn't go in, but Dalton with a rebound, now Devin, both those don't go down. Joe Kohler making a fast transition off his rebound, post up for jumper, doesn't go in, PJ gets a rebound, and we've already had one basket scored by Nusu. The score is 17 for Nusu, 26 for King Cove. Oh, Josiah, nice little fake out, then pulls up for an underhanded layup. Can't make it happen. Works his way around two defenders now. Plus gets his rebound. Now he pulls up, facing with his back to the basket. He pulls up, puts the ball behind him, and in. Man, Josiah has not played this good since their tournament in Talkeetna at Sioux Valley. He is just doing awesome. All right. 28 now for King Cove. Here's Joe Kohler for Nusu. Trying to work his way past PJ. He does. Fade away, or he does a nice little fade-up layup. Doesn't go down. Now back outside on the perimeter. Oh, three-point shot for Nolan Christopher goes down. All right, here comes King Cove now. Oh, Patrick Josiah gets knocked up, and Nolan Christopher there with a to pick it back up. Oh, and we're 6 points away now. 28 for King Cove, 22 for Nusu. They're coming back. All right. In the past, that pass to Josiah literally just bounced off his chest and lost it. Oh, PJ works his way around two, three defenders. Puts up a shot, doesn't go down, and rebound by Nusu. All right. Ball now in the hands of Joe Kohler for three. Ooh, luckily does not go down. Rebound, though, number four, Christopher. Ball now in the hands of Nolan Christopher. Joe Kohler for another three. That one doesn't go in, but it was all over the board. And Devin Mack with the rebound. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. King Cove needs a basket here in order to keep their lead alive. Jamin over to Josiah. Josiah now to Devin, doing their rotating perimeter. Oh, and Devin pulls up for a jump. Off the glass, doesn't go down. PJ, though, with a nice rebound. Puts a hook shot. Oh, that one doesn't drop either. PJ fights for the rebound again. Oh, it gets stripped from him as it goes up. Oh, and out of bounds off of PJ's hands. Man, they were fighting for that ball, and it goes out of bounds. Oh, yeah, Joe Kohler coming back fast. King Cove transition. Joe trying to work his way past PJ. Isn't able to. They keep the ball alive, though. Nolan Christopher's got it. He finds Joe. Joe Kohler drives in. Oh, doesn't go down. Falls down. No foul calls. Josiah. Oh, pass to Josiah. Gets tipped off of his hands and out of bounds. And we're going to have a timeout call by Coach Rick Morton. He's going to call his boys over and talk to them. Just tell them to, you know, keep the pace low. You know, where they were going, how they controlled the pace in the first half was perfect. You know, their shots were going down. They weren't in any rush. There's kind of a bit more of a rush to King Cove so far in this second half, which they were very calm and collected in the first half, and they need to get that back because that calmness and that collective game really helped them control and really dominate the first half. Nusu coming out playing strong. This is the team we know that they are. You know, you cannot count them out no matter how far ahead you are from them. All right. So here's positions going to be for Nusu. Joe Kohler with it. He's playing point now. Takes over. He's got PJ in front of him. PJ. Oh, nice little fake to the left. Passes to the right to Nolan Christopher. Gets back to Joe. Oh, and Joe Kohler drives up and gets swatted on his way to the basket. Shot goes in, and he gets an extra chance for another point from the free throw line. And that was a foul on Josiah, his first. Oh, no, his second. And Kohler's free throw in and out, rebound by PJ. He loses the rebound and gets knocked out of bounds, luckily off the hands of Nusu. All right, we're ready to go. We're back here. 2:30 to go. King Cove has been able to lengthen their lead now by 6 points. All right, they've got possession off of a double dribble turnover. Damon puts up a shot, doesn't go in. Oh, and number two gets the rebound. Oh, he gets over to Darren Hanson, who had a wide open layup, but loses control of the ball, so he puts up a sloppy shot that doesn't go down, and rebounded by King Cove. All right, Devin Mack got the ball. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, and 6 points separating the two teams. King Cove in the lead, 33. Oh, and a pass to Devin Mack. Had no one in front of him for it. And so, that was a bad bounce pass by Devin. Got picked up by Joe Kohler, and he made 2 points out of that turnover. So, great job by King Cove keeping the lead alive and lengthening a little bit. Timeout called, though, by Coach Morton for King Cove. Just kind of get his boys back so we can talk to him a little bit more. King Cove came out firing on all cylinders in the first half. Slowed down a little bit here in the second half, but still maintained their lead and able to neutralize the top players on New Stu's team very well, which is what they really need to do. But we're not... It'd be great. We need to see King Cove playing the ball game they want to play, just playing the pace well. And we're going to see a full-court man-to-man. Yeah, full-court man-to-man press. And King Cove quickly transitions to take on the pressure. And they get it over to their side with no real issue. All right, Josiah Mack with the ball. He's takes over to his right-hand side, dishes it out to Jamin. Jamin now drives into the paint, pulls up for a jumper. Good for two! 35 now for King Cove, 29 for New Stu, 90 to go. All right, the ball almost gets thrown away, but it's saved by New Stujak into the hands of Isaiah Kunlupik. He gets it to Nolan Christopher. He's looking for the offense to spread out and move the defenders around. Try to create an open lane. Doesn't get one, so he passes it. Oh, Joe Kohler now on the top of the post. Smooth little jump stop by Kohler. That makes it 31 now for New Stu, 35 for King Cove. 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. Jamin Newman brings the ball up for King Cove and gets over to Devin Mack. Devin Mack with it. He's being tightly guarded by Glenn Glumlupik. He's got a move. Oh, and it goes off his knee. Devin's able to dive for the recovery, but he gets it up to... back into the hands of Nolan Christopher, so turnover for New Stu there. 40 seconds on the clock. Christopher with it. He pulls his dribble up and gets it over to Isaiah Glumlupik. Isaiah pump fakes past seven. He pulls up. He's now met by Jamin. Over now to Kohler. Now back in the hands of Nolan Christopher. Nolan Christopher being tightly guarded. He needs help. He gets it from Kohler. Now back to Nolan. 18 seconds in the third quarter. Christopher now to Isaiah. Isaiah to Nolan Christopher. Down to the top post. Kohler tries to pass it. Bounces off of DJ's body, though, and out of bounds. And we've got a substitution. Connor Samuelson's going to come in for Devin. Devin Mack having a little bit of a rough game here, but doing good still. Oh, and the last shot goes up by Isaiah, by Joe Kohler. Rebound by Josiah. He pulls it for the last buzzer beater. Oh, off the front of the rim, just shy. And that's the end of the third quarter here in King Cove. We will have the fourth quarter up here. The score right now going into the fourth is 35 for King Cove. And... All right, we're back. Sorry, folks, we're having really bad connection issues here with our phones. It's a blizzard out there like it is in Sandpoint. All right, so possession now. Back for New Stujak. King Cove has taken the lead now again, 38 to 36. Again, King Cove 38, New Stu 36. Oh, but there's a nice little break on the baseline by number 23, Brandon Blumka. He puts one up for 2 points. Tied now with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, 38-38. All right, Josiah Mack with the ball. He's looking for someone. Gets it over to PJ. Now Jamin on the baseline. Jamin gets a pick. Puts it out to Devin Mack now at the top of the half court. All right. DJ working around some defense, puts up a short layup, rebounded by number four for Nusu. He can't get it out. Josiah picks up the pass, goes all the way around the rim and doesn't make itself down. And man, DJ with an awesome save there. The ball was going out. He pulls it. As he's falling backwards, he throws it down to the ground and hits one of the Nusu players and goes out of bounds. Good job by PJ. All right. Kevin Mack with throw-in. Oh, it gets tipped up, and Josiah holds on to it. Josiah now drives into the paint, wide open from the half court. From the free throw line,
not the half court line.
And that's good for two. 40 now for King Cove. All right. Ball now in possession of New Stujak. They're working their way up. Shot up. Doesn't go down. Rebound by Darren Hansen for New Stu. He gets it over to Joe Kohler. Kohler now to Christopher. Back to Kohler, who's on the ball. Oh, his bounce gets away from him. It's on the ground. Jamin Newman fights for it with Darren Hansen. Hansen can't hold on to it. Oh, but Josiah picks it up. And it gets tripped away. Now it's tipped up by PJ. PJ tips it all over the place and holds on. Oh, and it's up to Dalton. Gets out of bounds. Dalton saves it. Picked up by number 23, Brandon Blunka. Oh, and that pushing as Dalton was trying to put some heavy pressure onto Brandon Blunka, and he's going to get a foul on him. Oh, man. And we've got 3:44 to go here in this game. This is the championship game. Again, if New Stujak wins this one, they will play again tomorrow to see who the true champion is. Shots up by New Stu. Doesn't go down. Rebound by Jamin. Now into the hands of Devin Mack. Devin with the ball. He's got some defenders around him. He's dished up to Josiah. Josiah drives the baseline. Puts up a shot. Doesn't go down. Josiah with the rebound. That one does go down. Good job by Josiah picking up that board. And a timeout called. This time it's being called by New Stujak. So going into this timeout now, King Cove has been able to get the lead back and stretch it out by 4 points. 42 for King Cove, 38 for New Stujak. 3 minutes and 11 seconds to go. And as I was just explaining, and we talked about this before, if King Cove wins this game tonight, they are the champions because they have lost no games this tournament so far. Now, New Stu has lost one already. So if they win tonight, New Stu and King Cove will play again tomorrow to see who the true champion is because it's a double elimination. So if King Cove loses this game, they are not out of the tournament yet. They will have another game tomorrow against New Stujak. All right, that's the end of the timeout. We're coming in now with 3:11 to go here in the fourth quarter. And Nolan Christopher with the ball. He has some tight defense against him. Brings up to the top of the key. Passes out to Darren Hansen. His high pass almost gets taken away. Oh, and Jamin Newman's going to get called on a foul. He was reaching for the ball and tipped his fencer a little bit too hard. All right, so now the ball back in the hands of Nolan Christopher. He's looking for someone to get open. Finds Darren Hansen. Hansen with the ball. Now back to Nolan. Nolan drives into the lane. Puts up a shot. Ooh, gets a blocking call on the way there. Ooh, that's going to be on Josiah, his third. The fifth one for King Cove this half. Six fouls for New Stu, though, so far. A little bit more foul-heavy in the fourth quarter than any other time in the game. Joe Kohler, should be noted, has four fouls for New Stu. If he fouls out, that would be devastating for the Eagles. All right, Nolan Christopher at the line, misses his first one. The score remains 42 King Cove, 38 New Stu, with 2:39 to go in the game. He lines up for his second. Doesn't go down. PJ Hamilton with the rebound. He's got Brandon Blunk all over him, but he's able to get it over to Jamin Newman, and Jamin will jog it up past half court. Oh, but it's still stolen by Joe Kohler. Easy layup for Kohler on the breakaway there. All right, ball now in the hands of Devin Mack. Devin wraps it around. He's got tight defense. He's able to work his way past two defenders. Dishes out to Josiah, but picked up and goes out of bounds off the hands of Josiah. 2:14 to go. The score, 42, King Cove, 40, New Stujak. It's a tight game. Both these teams are hungry for the win. We've seen Neustu play very consistently today. All right. Oh, a shot up by Joe Kohlert. Does it go down? All right, and it bounced up and hit the cable connected to the basketball hoop. So that's going to be possession for King Cove off that one. 2 minutes to go in this game, and only 2 points between the two teams. King Cove in the lead. Full court pressure. Jamie Newman almost loses the ball. He pulls up his dribble, gets it over Devin Mack. Devin's got room to run. He gets a pass half court. All right, over and out of Jamin. Jamin, who had the ball stripped from him last time, and again, he throws the ball away to Joe Kohlert. Oh, and Josiah just slams Joe in the head on his way up. And you know, this is awesome. People here in King Cove just are upset at that call. But Josiah very clearly hit Kohler in the head. And that's a fourth foul for Josiah. Only 1:42 to go, though, and Joe Kohler somehow misses again. And this guy shoots 60% from the field, I'd say, most of the time. So to see him miss all these free throws is very surprising. That second one does go down. 1 point between the two teams with 90 seconds to go. Oh, man, Jamin's going to run into problems. But they're able to get it over to Josiah. Josiah's on the top of the key. Man, Joe Kohler all over the place. He's playing some really tough defense. And a timeout called by Coach Morton. He just wants to keep the focus, you know, control the pace of this game because they've only got 1:26 on the clock. And with 1:26, if King Cove can hold on to the lead, they will be the champions right here tonight. Really looking forward to seeing what happens. It's been a tight regional tournament. I mean, this has been just nothing but great game after great game here. Whether it's Sandpoint, St. Paul, you know, Neustu, New Haven, all these teams were just super competitive with each other. Even the referees, you know, I was talking to them, they were all commenting on how just everyone was so well matched that this is a really tough region this year amongst the 1A schools. All right, and the players are breaking from their huddles. .126 to go. All right, 90 seconds left on the clock, and throw in somebody for King Cove. And now they have the ball. All right, throw in. Oh, goes off the hands. Oh, yeah. It went off the hands of Josiah. The crowd didn't like that call, but it definitely went off the hands of Josiah. I was right here in front of it. That's an animated crowd here in King Cove. It's really fun to watch. All right. Oh, and the ball gets stolen into the hands of Josiah. He's breaking past the defense. Gets fouled on the way to the basket and puts it in. Oh, so he's going to go to the line now. And that puts him up by three. This will put him up by four and make it a two-possession game with 1:14 to go. Man, King Cove can just taste the victory right now. And Josiah Mack at the free throw line. That was a great steal. And, man, what a layup. All right. And it's good. Now a two-possession game for New Stuyak. They do not have a lot of time. All right. King Cove's got to play some tight defense here. Neustu's going to come out looking for a three-pointer. Oh, Joe Kohler drives in to the baseline. He gets it over to number 23, Bram Blinka, who puts it in for 2 points. 57 seconds to go here. Devin Max has the ball. He is able to get past the pressure. Passes out to Dalton. Dalton out to Jamin. And King Cove's going to hold it up here. Oh, and Jamin's got the ball. Takes over the far left-hand side, but he needs... Now over to the far other side. He dishes up to PJ. PJ Hamilton with it. And he pulls back. All right. PJ looking for an opening. Moving all around. Oh, it gets blocked. Into the hands of Neustu with only 25 seconds to go. Oh, man. Nolan Krister with the ball. Timeout being called by Neustu. Yak. They've only got 19 seconds on the clock. Neustu's got possession. Oh, man. and that was huge. PJ had possession. He was driving into the lane. It got tipped away from him, and he loses it. So, man, that puts it over into Nusu's hands. They have a chance here. They've got the perimeter shooters to walk away with a win tonight. They can also tie and take it into overtime. But, man, what a close game this is. 20 seconds on the clock. 45, King Cove. 43, New Stujak. King Cove wins it tonight. They walk away champions. New Stujak wins it. They have a chance for another game against King Cove tomorrow morning, and that one will decide who the champion is. King Cove's played one heck of a game, but New Stu's been right there the entire way. This second half in particular, New Stujak has just been able to stay consistent and with King Cove. All right, here it comes. Time for the ball to be thrown in. All right, Nolan Christopher with it. He passes it in to Kohler. Kohler's the man with the hot hand. He drives over to the left. Outside to Darren Hansen. Up, doesn't go down. Josiah with possession. He's running all over the place. And they're going to foul him just in time. Josiah's going to go to the free throw line to try to lengthen this up with 10.3 seconds to go. If Josiah sinks him here and makes it a two-possession game, it's pretty much over. And I think timeout's called by the coach from New Stujak. Man, great defensive pressure. But, man, Darren Hansen had the shot from three. He took it, and he was wide open. They got him open. Hansen can definitely hit those three-point shots. Luckily, he just overshot by half an inch, and it goes off the right, the backside of the rim and into the hands of Josiah Mack. Josiah now going to be at the free throw line. He's been just dropping them from the free throw line today, so we'll see what happens here. These are some high-pressure shots right now, though, with only 10 seconds to go and the chance to seal the deal for King Cove's championship season. All right, Josiah's got it. He lines up his first one. Puts it up. And in! Man, good. That makes it a three-point game. King, now New Stujak cannot take the lead with this one. All right, shot goes up. And good! Oh, Josiah makes it a two-point game with 9 seconds to go. It's pretty much over here for New Stu. Shot up by Kohler. Off the top of the glass. Get to their Jamin. Oh, 0.8 seconds left, and Josiah Mack is going to go to the free throw line for one more attempt. But, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't matter. This game is over. King Cove wins it. They are going to the state championship with the number one seed from District 5. Man, good job. And the crowd is just ecstatic. Oh, Jamin Newman's at the free throw line. I should say he misses his first one. This isn't enough time even for